Boston band. And
ah, yes.
Yeah, so Pat, she did a lot of weird stuff with the vocals. sped them up, slowed them down, and it just has a really different vibe. It's like totally different from the original recording.
Yeah, I love electronic experimental trance music. Mm-hmm. And so I think I don't know how the idea came about, but we were sort of talking and decided to do this remix. And I certainly would love to do another one. I've already mentioned it to her.
Oh, okay.
So she's really good at it.
Well, I was going to say it wasn't my idea at all.
The remix by Miss Geo.
Oh, okay. But did Miss Geo come to you and say, I have this idea, or?
They're very close friends.
Okay.
We share rehearsal space with them and communicate very often. And
okay.
Do shows together.
We've done a lot of
yeah.
shows.
Well, excellent. We will, let's finish this whole thing.
All
right. All right. This is Lamb on the Moon, the remix by Miss Geo.
By and Violet Knox. Or by
Remix by Miss
Geo. That's right. I'm
reading what you wrote for the CD. This is Violet Knox with Lamb on the Moon, remixed by Miss Geo.
Yeah.
Is that better?
It's all that stuff you're smoking in here.
All right.
It's really
She's
good.
Kidding, by the way. All right. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
There's something going on.
yeah. I can hear this on some dance shows here in the area.
Yeah.
All of you take notice. Yes, so that is basically the EP. I mean,
That's the EP.
Two new songs and one really cool remix that...
But it's still 20 minutes of music.
Right. I mean, how can you go wrong with this? All right, so how can people... We know how the UK folk know how to get it. So how can us Americanos?
Well, the best place is to start with Bandcamp.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can download it. We have the format actually is a mini CD. So if you're not afraid to try a mini
CD. Is it a 3-inch CD?
Yeah, what you got was a promotional one that I put together.
3-inch CDs are awesome, even though they're a minor pain in some players.
We would have given you the 3-inch. if we know you wanted that, but if you're not afraid of 3-inch.
I'm not afraid of three inch. It's just sometimes some players, especially if they're vertical, you can't play it. You need a converter. Good luck. You're gonna have to go on eBay and find them. Mm-hmm. I remember those converters.
Well, that comes to the next thing, that you can always stream it. You don't have to download it. You can stream it on Bandcamp. If you're into Spotify, we're up on Spotify already. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
So go ahead and do that.
Awesome.
And Sleep Fuse
get like 0.3.
Sleep Fuse has just very limited copies left.
Yeah,
so.
they do short runs. Okay. And then that's
so pretty
it.
Much sold.
Right, because they did that with Nebula too.
Yeah, that's like standard for him is like between 30 and 50.
Oh, wow.
For a release. And
okay.
He puts out a lot of music.
Oh, he does. Okay.
He's very busy. Very busy guy.
Nice. All right. So you can find it online at the Sleep Fuse site. Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to buy it there. If you live here, you wouldn't want because of the shipping. We have a few, so buy it through Bandcamp because we have a few to sell on Bandcamp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
So we'll do that. Bandcamp. And if you come to a show, we can buy one.
And it's 3-inch CD.
The 3-inch.
Oh, that's awesome. Nobody does that.
Really cute.
Yeah. Those things are neat. All right, so remind everyone when the next show is.
November 20th at O'Brien's with 28 Degrees Taurus. And then if you happen to be in Providence, Rhode Island, on November 30th, we're playing AS220. And a underground party thing, you can message us for details, which will be December 8th.
Top secret location in Providence.
Yeah.
So the cops don't bust it.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you guys so
much. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Played the whole EP, and I'm looking forward to a remix of AXA. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
But, I mean...
We'll let you know when it happens.
Oh, I would love to hear it. I mean, if it's anything like the remix of Lamb on the Moon, I mean, you know it's going to be great.
Can't wait.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay.
Good All right. Night. So, that is Violet Knox, and... This is Coldwater Flat. We'll be right back.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
In effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
Everything here has been loved. thanks. Please, I beg your pardon. It's funny no one cares now that you're dead. Thank the moon for just showing up. I asked them if they'd had a real good time. On the bed, another social photo op. It's sad but true, love is blind. Now that you're dead, everything has been a little quiet. Now that you're dead, I'm almost sure I don't drink as much. Now that you're dead, no longer fighting for the blankets. Now that you're dead, can't help but feel we're finally in touch.
Now it's time for Never Read the Comments with your host, Goddamn Glenn.
We divide on the internet. We divide in the comment thread. We divide on Twitter and Reddit and Facebook. We divide with the trolls and with the bots. We shall fight with each other. We shall fight in the streets and on the commons.
We shall never surrender.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Never Read the Comments with Goddamn Glenn. Once again, I'd like to thank the fine staff at On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO and to the broader Tufts audience. Good evening. Just like to take a minute to introduce my announcer, Steve, the Wheelman Wheeler. What?
Thank you.
I mean it. I'm serious. Thank you.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. Seriously.
Well, I guess that makes two very serious men on the radio tonight.
Fair enough.
Welcome. As you can see, I've dialed it back just a little bit from my last broadcast, because we had some very, very toxic responses to the last one, which we will explore much later. But tonight, my friends, I want to talk about the Rock and Roll Rumble.
I'm back, baby!
And you may ask, hey, what happened to the Rock and Roll Rumble?
What?
I missed that last year. Well, as a matter of fact, my friend, you did.
What?
Unfortunately, the Rock and Roll Rumble had to sort of go into hiding last year. Some changes. Well, listen. It's a long, boring story, and you don't need to know how the sausage is made. But maybe you just need to see the sausage. My friends, I'm here to show you the sausage. But if you do indeed want to see how the sausage is made, then you can check out the Rock and Roll Rumble Wikipedia page. It's very well updated. A lot of references. Gives you the whole history. It's very well put together. And it's Wikipedia, so you know you can trust it. Not like that fake news stuff. Hey, look, while we're on the subject, and I definitely don't want to bring things down before I get it all up, but let's give some love out there to our friends in Pittsburgh. There's no place for hate on this show, and there's no place for hate in this country, so I certainly hope yesterday that you did something about that. But seriously, what a disgrace. I was thinking last week that if I was one of the fortunate few people that wound up in that Pittsburgh hospital that survived the horrific tragedy that unfolded in Pittsburgh at the synagogue, to imagine that the president would be visiting the hospital. I just, in my mind, I was thinking, Halloween 2, it was Halloween when I was thinking this, but Halloween 2, Michael Myers shows up at the hospital, and I cannot think of anything more terrifying in a state of trauma, as I'm sure those people, it's not even doing it justice call it trauma, but to be in that condition and to have that maniac lumbering down the hallway coming to visit you and say hello and see how you're doing, it would have just sent me right over the edge. Not today, Trump. I'm here to heal. But enough of that. You're going to get more bad news tomorrow, I'm sure, from some other angle. Let's talk about the Rock and Roll Rumble. The good news, the good things, the good people that advocate for the artists, that make the art a celebration of community, local flavor, the fire that we must keep burning, the Rock and Roll Rumble. And I give a tremendous amount of credit to my friend, Angel Wood, for keeping that burning. There are those trolls and crybabies in the community that claim that something like the Rumble must be fixed.
I think they're beautiful.
Well, let me tell you something. I've been a judge on the Rumble. And I actually just noticed that the criteria that they give to the judges for making their decisions in the Rock and Roll Rumble is actually up on that Wikipedia page for the Rock and Roll Rumble that I mentioned earlier. And it's accurate. Those are the criterion. Which one is it? I'm looking at you, my Tufts audience. You guys are the smart asses out there.
Yes, science!
Is a criteria? A criterion? This old man has been out of college for far too long. But nevertheless, I'm back and ready to be educated by you. Okay, so for more on our top story, we go to our guy in the sky, Alonzo Turtleneck. Big Al, tell me what you know about the return of the Rock and Roll Rumble.
That's Franklin. The Rumble will be returning to the Boston music community after a brief hiatus. Just a year, really. But it feels much longer, if you ask me. It feels more like 3.5 years.
You know, Alonzo, I've never asked, but where you don't even provide traffic reports, why exactly is it necessary that you give us these updates from a helicopter?
Well, I have an amazing view of Boston from up here. I can tell you exactly what's going on, for as long as we have gas.
Wow, so how long do you guys actually stay up there?
Oh, all day. I even ate my lunch atop the sicko sign earlier. I shared my sandwich with a pigeon. It was lovely.
Wait, you ate your lunch on top of the sicko sign? Okay, I think the question on everyone's mind is, well, did you have a lunch?
I think it was pastrami. I think. And I had applesauce.
Wait, am I paying for this?
The applesauce?
No. The helicopter. It seems pretty expensive.
Oh, no. That's being paid for by our sponsor. Heinz Salad Cream.
Salad cream?
Oh, that's right. It's salad dressing and a sandwich spread at the same time.
Okay. So tell me about the 2019 Rock and Roll Rumble. I hear there's been some changes to how it's scheduled and the format.
Well, that's correct, Glenn. Traditionally, the preliminaries of the Rock and Roll Rumble take place over the course of 1 week. For this year, in 2019, the preliminaries will take place over a course of 2 weeks. Now, this will dispense with the traditional Wednesday day of rest, which I found a little disappointing because the day of rest was actually one of my favorite parts of the Rumble.
Wait, but nothing would happen on the traditional day of rest that they would have on Wednesdays in the past. No one performed. Why would that be your favorite day?
Have you ever tried to park a helicopter in Somerville, Massachusetts, Glenn?
Oh, God!
Oh, dear, what was that?
Oh!
That didn't sound good.
It's a seagull caught in the fan blade.
Oh, man. Okay, Alonzo, can you just quickly give us the date for when all of this starts, where it happens, and where people can find out more about the Rock and Roll Rumble?
Of course, Glenn. It begins on the 4th of April, 2019. At the also recently reopened Once Ballroom in Somerville, Massachusetts. For more information, go to Rock and Roll Rumble. Gotcha?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
Oof.
I hope he's okay.
I would not count on it.
Right?
You know it. What's a goddamn breast band box? What's a goddamn breast band box?
You always need to be aware that whatever you're putting on the internet is going to stay there, and it will haunt you for the rest of your life. Your life. Your life. Your life. Your life.
What are you laughing at? Wheelman's cracking himself up over here.
They never learn.
Well, you got that right, my friend. But yes, that means it's time for What's in Goddamn Glenn's Mailbox. So I'm just going to reach in here and pluck something out. First thing that I grab... Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. This one coming from Los Angeles. Wow, shout out to our Los Angeles listeners. I had no idea. Bald Eagle writes, "Your music career is over, goddamn Glenn. May you rot in hell." Well, I have some choice words for you too, Bald Eagle. You're a motherfucking piece of and your mom camels through the and Dr. Pepper piano going your grandma. Bum sandwich and st- stole the mother. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, Bald Eagle. Okay, what do we have next here? Ah, Heroin Face from Manchester, New Hampshire writes, "Not even angels can save you now, goddamn Glenn." Angels, by the way, is spelled wrong. I'm not sure what they're trying to say there, but I have words for you as well, Heroin Face. "Your guitar is a f***ing cheese piece of table thing with your laundry and your underpants and this ridiculous thing and your sister that you don't want anybody else to know." Felt good to get that off my chest. Odd Job from Waltham says, "Goddamn Glenn, I found myself incredibly triggered by your criticism of the EMF building closure. I hope I see you soon so I can punch you in the face." I thought these guys were supposed to be peaceful. Well, I'll just keep this brief for you, Odd Job. F*** you. Oh, and there's one more here. Oh no, that's just a note from our guy in the sky, Alonzo Turtleneck, saying that he landed safely on top of the Museum of Science, of all places, but that the seagull is dead. And looks like he attached a photo with it. Looks like a pizza with feathers on it, but I actually think that that's the seagull. There's actually a lot of interesting and, to be honest, very fun lore about the Rock and Roll Rumble. There's this sort of curse of the winner thing that's been bandied about. Now, Parlor Bells, my band, was neither a winner or a second runner-up, so I can't speak to that curse. But I can feel nothing but lucky. But that doesn't say the people that actually win aren't lucky as well. And that's not to say that they were cursed. But, you know, that's the fact that people talk about it in that manner is what makes it interesting. It's got such a rich history. Well, let's close the program out on a positive note and reflect on a memory that I cherish dearly regarding a legendary act featured in the Rock and Roll Rumble. They made it to the semifinals along with Letters to Cleo, but the crown that year went to Big Catholic Guilt. Yes, I'm talking about Morphine, baby. In my mind, I feel like Morphine had already been legends because they released Good, but when I looked at the timeline and they were in the Rumble the year after Good came out, in 1992, I guess I may have seen them before they were in the Rumble, and that actually seems really weird to me. This is a great story, actually, so I really, this meant a lot to me, but I saw Morphine on, I want to say that they were celebrating the Good album, and they took a break offstage at one point, and, you know, they were just hanging out in TT's in some corner. At least I think it was TT's. It might have been Middle East, but yeah. So I walked up to them and I asked them, being the little douchebag that I was, I said, "Hey, can you guys play You Look Like Rain?" Which is one of my all-time favorite songs off of Good. And I think Dana, actually, may have been the one that said, you know, can we do Rain? Can we do Rain? And, of course, I'm talking about Dana Colley, of course, the sexiest man in town. But he said, I think he mentioned to Mark, he said, "Can we do that?" And Mark said, yeah, we can do that. In fact, I'm not sure if he did say, yeah, we can do that. But he did do that, because he got back on stage. And he folded the entire request into a narrative about the fact that he was only down to, I don't know, one string on the bass or something. And he said, "We're going to do it anyways. We're going to do You Look Like Rain for the person that requested it." And that was for me. And that was a beautiful moment in rock and roll history. 1992 Rock and Roll Rumble semifinalist, Morphine. I said I'd end on a positive note, but I'll leave you with one little bit of warning. Jeff Sessions was probably the first person I can ever recall wearing a MAGA hat. Of course, once he put it on, it covered half of his elf-like body. But I remembered that moment because it was like putting a pledge pin on. Anyone else still wearing a MAGA hat out there should take note of how you'd be treated in the end in return for your loyalty. Make a deal with the devil and expect to get burned. But back to the good news, I said I'd wrap it up that way. You brought out the vote yesterday. Hopefully a lot of tough students out there got out and voted as well. Thanks to my announcer and wheelman, Steve Wheeler. And thanks to Alonzo Turtleneck, our guy, thankfully still in the sky. But most of all, thank you to Phil Fleming at On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO, who you'll return to shortly. And of course, thank you, the listener. This has been Never Read the Comments with Goddamn Glenn. Always speak your truth, my friend. Good night.
In the dust, in the dirt, drop a needle if it hurts. On the vinyl, not the tourniquet. Do my stars match my stripes? I'll be wearing them all night. I'll be riding shopping in my life. On the eve of the first, time to bring my very worst. Blow a bubble, living it and burst. When the news so little fats into breaking modern hats, should we take the stairs or take a dive? When the stars make the stripes as they fall in from the sky, would you rather run and hide or fight? Come with me. Is that what you mean by revolutionary? Come with me. You never put your legions on your knees. Trinity, have you learned your ABCs? Who is counting when they die in threes? Patriarchy, KGB, FBI and WikiLeaks. Are you listening? Hello, it's me. Chop the silicone up fine. You'd think there'd be a less divide. Now we had actually struck gold this time.
such a nightmare. Home. there I go, thinking catastrophic thoughts, while a man who's dressed in white speaks monotone, will operate.